welcome to the Church of the Redeemer's Weekly Podcast. We pray that you will enjoy this week's sermon, and we hope that you will follow us at www.cotrb.org, and may God continue to bless you.
And you're coming in from this time forth and forevermore. This is the word of God for the people of God. Amen. Thanks be to God. So they're singing this song joyfully. They're singing of the providential care of Yahweh. And today we get to honor our seniors who are living proof, living examples, living hope of the providential care of Yahweh. They are a living testimony of sustained care, sustained provision by the Master. See, I can't remember before this was built up like it is now, where the senior choir was standing there in their freshly laundered robes with their backs straight and their voices strong, singing Doris Akeys' hymn, "Lead Me, Lead Me. Guide me all the way." Y'all remember that? "For if you lead me, I will not stray." That pilgrim song. "Lord, let me walk each day with thee. Lord, lead me. Lead me, Lord, lead me." And they've lived long enough to sing that song and many songs out of a place of deep knowledge and wisdom, as they have pilgrimed through this foreign land. And so we find Psalms 121 is a song of liberation, honoring the one that called them, the people, the Israelites, from bondage to freedom. God still calls us from bondage to freedom. And he says, "I will lift up mine eyes to the hill, from whence cometh my help. Look up, sister, look up, brother, and see the glory of God." Like the songwriter says, place your eyes on Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the cares of this world will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and his grace. So there we have this conscious effort to look up. They're at the end of their day of trekking through hills and valleys, but they decide to look up and see the Lord. They look up and they look up past the mountain. They look up and they find strength in the one who made the mountain. They looked up and they saw past the misery of yesterday when they were in bondage. They didn't hold on to that. They kept on going. They kept on moving. They kept on walking, knowing God was walking with them. They looked up. They look past the obstacles. Hear me, y'all. Sometimes we keep our eyes on the wrong things, but we got to look up and we got to look past the obstacles and the barriers that people keep building up in front of us. I think about my ancestors always hearing their voices, like Sojourner Truth, who dared to preach in the halls of Congress and wherever she was at, looking up past the mountain. Harriet Tubman looked past her own safety, deciding she wasn't the only one that was going to be free, building an underground railroad so she too can take people from enslavement to freedom. Looking up, Shirley Chisholm, looking up, looking past the misogyny, and they had the audacity in 1972 to run for president of the United States of America, being the first woman to do so. I like Hillary, but she didn't do it first. And so if they can look up, we should be able to look up too. Look up on high and thank the God of all. That's a quote by Jeffrey Turchin. So this pilgrim song says, "I will, because God is." Amen. "I will" is a declarative statement. It's not "I'm going to." It's not I might. It's not I maybe. It's I will. I will acknowledge the God that keeps me in spite of every obstacle and every barrier. I will, the psalmist says, lift up my eyes to the hills from which cometh my help. When my eyes are elsewhere or on what you're doing, I'm gonna miss the blessing of looking up at my Savior. My help comes from the Lord. The Lord. The Lord who made heaven and earth. I will look up to God, who is our help, our source, our support, our strength, our solution. I will look up to the hills from which cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord. All of my help. All of my help. All. My help to get up. My help to get going. My help to get by. My help to go on. All of my help comes from the Lord. My help to get me up in the morning out the bed. And my help to lay me down at night and put me in it. All of my help, all of my aid, all of my assistance, all of my advocacy comes from the Lord. All of my help to get the job and all of my help to keep the job comes from the Lord. All of my help to stand when I want to sit and sit when I want to stand comes from the Lord. All of my help to keep going when I want to give up. All of my help when I was blind. All of my help when I didn't hear. All of my help to keep going. All of my help. All of my help. All of my help. All of my help comes from the Lord. The help to heal us when we are hurting inside. To help to walk right when we want to walk crooked. To help to talk right when we want to cut somebody out. Or our help to act right when we really want to act up. All of our help comes from the Lord. The Lord. The Lord. The Lord who made heaven and earth. The Lord who said, let there be, and it was. The Lord who divided the water from the water and called dry land forth, and it came forth. As James Weldon Johnson in his creation poem says, becoming one of my favorites, as far as the eye of God could see, darkness covered everything. Blacker than 100 midnights down in a cypress swamp. And then God smiled and light broke. The darkness rolled up on one side and the light stood shining on the other. And God said, oh, that's good. Look what I made. Hallelujah. I made the heaven. And I made the earth, I made the stars, and I made the seas. I made the fish, and I made the fowl. I made the oceans, and I made the ostrich. I made the molehill, and I made the mountain. I made the sonnets, and I made the sunset. The Lord who made the rain clouds and the rainbow. All of our help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. And so the psalmist says, I will lift up my eyes. I will, because God is. I will lift up my eyes to the hills from whence cometh my help. The psalmist recognizes that he can't rely on the power of men, but in the power of God. To get him from the place of enslavement to freedom. We can't rely on the politicians. We can't rely on the bank system. We can't even rely on our own self. Lord God who made heaven and earth. And then he says this, God will not allow your foot to be moved. Now, it just came to me, Holy Spirit. He said he will not allow your foot to be moved, but the pilgrim is about movement. God is so amazing, but not moved in the wrong direction. Because you know what we want to do. We want to go over here. And God is saying, go over here. He says, God will not allow your foot to be moved. The God who keeps you will not slumber. The God who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. So David here is declaring the greatness of God with gratitude. He says this, no matter what is happening or not happening, no matter what they said or didn't say, no matter what they did or didn't do, I will lift up my eyes to the hills from which cometh my help. Because all of my help comes from where, y'all? The Lord. I will lift up my eyes because God is there. I will remember who God is, that God is omnipresent and omniscient. And God says he will never slumber, never. See, God is really the only one that can say never. When they say never, well, God can say that. Because God said, I will never be slumbering or sleeping. God says, I will be fully awake at all times. That I'll never be inactive. I'll never be idle. I'll never be indolent. God says, I'll never be out of touch, out of contact, or out of range. God says, I'll never be asleep, snoozing, or taking a siesta. God says, I'm never not aware of every step you take and every breath you make, that I will be with you even until the end of the age. And so the psalmist in this text, he declares, and I think so should we, that I will, because God is. That I will lift up mine eyes to the hills to see the goodness of the Lord in this land of the living. That I will lift up my eyes and remember to thank the Lord for my pilgrim from sinner to saint. Listen, when we talked about having a testimony, I'm so glad that God brought me through. Now I'm a living testimony of what God can do. On the pilgrim way, yes, it's hard. Yes, you get tired. Yes, you get thirsty. Yes, sometimes you get angry. But keep on walking. Because you're on a pilgrim. We all are pilgrims, from sinner to saint. From rejecting God to being redeemed by God. From being lost to being found. From being God's foe to being God's friend. I will lift up my eyes to the hills from which cometh my help. I remember that Clark sister song, Minister Tamika. She said, I was looking for a miracle, expecting the impossible, feeling the intangible, seeing the invisible. I'm looking for a miracle. Look up your eyes to the hills from which cometh your help. Expect the impossible, feel the intangible, see the invisible, look for a miracle, expect the impossible, feel the intangible, see the invisible, look for that miracle. And look up, I will lift 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 up, I will do this because God is. I will lift up my eyes to the hills from which cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord. The Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord. You just got to think about who the Lord is. Our help comes from the Lord, the Lord, the one who is worthy of our praise. To be praised whether we are taking a pause or we're on a pilgrimage. And as we go along our pilgrim way, I'll stop at the end of the day and I'll thank the Lord God for carrying me through. I will lift up my eyes and walk forward in faith, forward in the fullness of the Spirit of God, forward in focusing on the one who is calling me, calling us to that promised land. Our friend David here, our psalmist, he ends this powerful text of Psalm 121, verses 7 and 8. And he says this, the Lord shall preserve you from all evil. The Lord shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth, and even, we got to look at these little words in the text, even forevermore. David declares in these two verses three times, what the Lord shall or will do. The Lord shall preserve you. We can look at our seniors today and thank God because we see preservation. We see our seniors being preserved through all kinds of things that they have gone through. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. The Lord shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve, this is in the text, three times, your going out and your coming in. You're going out and you're coming in. You're leaving and you're returning. The Lord will preserve your footsteps as you go out and as you come back in today, as you go out Monday and you come back in Monday night, as you go out Tuesday and you come back in Tuesday night, as you go out Wednesday and you come back in Wednesday night, as you go out Thursday and you come back in Thursday night, and I'll see you guys next Sunday. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in forevermore. The Lord will preserve, will guard, will attend to us, protect us, watch over us. And this word in the Greek, which took my mind crazy, will regard us. This Lord is going to regard us with our stuff, us with our nasty mouth, us with our gossip, us with our sin. The Lord says, I will regard you. You're going out. And you're coming in. You see, I believe with David that when God says God is going to do something, it's going to happen. I believe in my walk, I've come to believe in even more deeper that the promises of God are true, they're right, they're divine. They're holy, and that God keeps every single one of them. I agree with David that a promise given by God is a promise kept by God. And so this is the question. Can you make the same declaration? I will. You know that thing that God is talking to you about? I will. The thing that God has been asking you to do and you've been, I will, because God is. I will, because God is. I will, Because God is. God is. God is. God is the great I am that I am. God is the Lord God Almighty. God is Elohim, the all-powerful one. God is El Rohi, the God with us. God is Jehovah Raha, the Lord who heals. God is Jehovah Rohi, the Lord who is my shepherd. God is Jehovah Tiskanu, the Lord our righteousness. I will, because God is. I will keep on believing because God is. I will keep on holding on because God is. I will keep on believing in the goodness of the Lord because God is. I will keep on trusting in the Lord till I die. I will, because God is. I will lift up my eyes to the hills from which cometh my help, because God is. 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 Because God is the joy and the strength of my life. He moves all pain, misery, and strife. He promised to keep me, never to leave me. He's never, ever come short of his word. I got to fast and pray and stay in this narrow way. I've got to keep my life clean every day. I want to go with him. When he comes back, I've come too far, and I can't turn back. God is. God is. God is. God is. God is. God is my all. And I will lift up my eyes to the hills from which cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord. The Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not suffer our foot to be moved. He who keeps Israel will keep us. The Lord is. And so I will. The best thing that we can do in the world is to make an affirmation, a declaration that whatever God is saying to you in this moment, I will do it, God, because you are with me. I will stop what you told me to stop. I will go where you tell me to go. I will be who you tell me to be. I will. I will stop looking at them, and I'll look up to you. Because God is, and God got us. So this morning, if you hear the voice of God, the scripture says, don't harden your heart. Today is the day of salvation. And if you're not sure what salvation means, it also means that today is the day of rescue. Because salvation means we're being rescued out of the grips of the enemy who wants to kill, steal, and destroy you. And so today, if there's one in the house, two in the house, three in the house, 10, and you've never made that confession of faith, today is your day. God says, come unto me, all that are weary, all that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I will give you rest. I will redeem you. I will heal you. I will change your heart. The deacons are in the aisle. All you have to do is step out on faith. Give your hand to the deacon, but give your heart to the Lord. This is your moment. This is your moment of redemption. Your moment of peace that surpasses all understanding. Your moment of rescue. Is there one in the house? Don't be afraid. Come forth. Come forth. Come out of darkness into the marvelous light. Come from death to eternal light. That's right. God is. Our second invitation is this. You've made that confession of faith some time ago, but you stepped away out of the ark of safety And God says, come home. I've never left you. I've seen every footstep you've taken away from me, but I've come back to get you in this moment. Come home, son. Come home, daughter. Come home, mother. Come home, father. Come. Come back. Come back home. Our third invitation is this. This is the Church of the Redeemer Baptist. And I can guarantee you that this is not a perfect church, but I guarantee you that they're serving a perfect God. So come forth. Here are your invitations to salvation, to rededication, and to church affiliation. Is there one in the house? Raise your hand, and someone will come and get you. My God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.